This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A mass funeral was held with full police honors for victims of a suicide bombing in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar late on Monday. A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded mosque in a highly fortified security compound in Pakistan earlier on Monday, killing 59 people, the latest attack by resurgent Islamist militants targeting police. The attacker appeared to have passed through several barricades manned by security forces to get into the Red Zone compound that houses police and counter-terrorism offices in the volatile northwestern city of Peshawar, police said. Russian shelling has killed at least 5 people in tough eastern Ukrainian combat, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian authorities say the shelling also wounded at least 13 others during the previous 24-hour period as the Kremlin's and Kyiv's forces remain locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. A regional governor says the casualties included a woman who was killed and 3 others who were wounded by the Russian shelling of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the country's northeast. Since August, Ukrainian counter-offensives have snatched back Russian-occupied territory, most notably in Kharkiv. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Croatia's president has criticized Western nations for supplying Ukraine with heavy tanks and other weapons in its campaign against invading Russian forces, saying those arms deliveries will only prolong the war. He told reporters in the Croatian capital Monday it's mad to believe that Russia can be defeated in a conventional war. This is VOA News.